Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Brian Lehrer. This is my Daily Politics Podcast from WNYC Studios. It's Friday, June 11th. If you're going back to work in person after doing it from home during the pandemic, or if you are an employer calling others back to work, here are two news stories from the last day that probably caught your eye. One is from Goldman Sachs here in New York. Did you see this? The New York Times reported they had a noon deadline yesterday for all employees to disclose their vaccination status. The Wall Street giant wasn't requiring people to get vaccinated, but it was requiring them to disclose their status by noon yesterday. The other story is from Methodist Hospital in Houston, where they suspended 178 workers for not being vaccinated. The hospital is actually requiring vaccinations for its employees. They do have a religious and medical exemption policy, but these 178 suspended employees did not get those exemptions. They didn't qualify for whatever reasons. Basically, everybody at that hospital, and I read they have 25,000 employees, has to get a shot or get suspended and risk losing your job. You could see why all healthcare facilities might want to be the first to require COVID vaccines for the workers, but many do not. In fact, a shockingly large minority of frontline healthcare workers are declining vaccines. That's been another story. But this hospital in Houston as a facility is requiring them. So there are two stories. One, workplace requiring vaccines. Another, requiring at least disclosure of vaccination status. The question we will ask now is, what should employers be doing about vaccine requirements or vaccine disclosures? And joining us to help talk through these workplace choices is Robert Iafola, labor and employment law reporter for the news and information site Bloomberg Industry Group. Robert, thanks for coming on. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Oh, and by the way, folks, I should say you can also tweet your quick story or comment or question, as always, at Brian Lehrer. Robert, let's start with Goldman Sachs. According to the BBC, Goldman Sachs U.S. bankers were ordered to disclose their COVID vaccine status ahead of a return to the office by noon yesterday. One, is that clearly legal? And two, is it now common or unusual among big corporations?
It's legal, although there are some strings attached for the employer. They do need to keep that information confidential. The Americans with Disabilities Act has some confidentiality requirements when it comes to medical information. So they can go ahead and ask and get that information, but then they got to keep it confidential. I'm not exactly certain how common this practice is at this point in the stage of the pandemic, but you could imagine how it might be in a lot of workplaces.
You said some of them feel they have to keep it confidential. So what will they do with the information? Like at the ballparks and sports arenas now, they have separate sections. Have you seen this? For vaxxed and unvaxxed fans. Can Goldman Sachs have unvaxxed sections for stockbrokers?
They have the legal authority to segregate workers by vaccination status. Legally, there might be some employee relations issues with that sort of policy. I've chatted with some employment lawyers who consult management, and some of them have said that would be a pretty terrible idea from a employee relations perspective, but
it depends which employees
do it.
Doesn't it depend which employees? If I'm a vaccinated employee, maybe I don't want my unvaccinated employees wandering around in my midst, not having to disclose their status to me, and being able to mingle.
You could imagine an employee might have those feelings. I mean, ultimately, employees don't control the workplace.
But that would be the majority of employees, I would imagine, at Goldman Sachs, those who have chosen vaccination.
Presumably, yeah.
So they have rights too. And according to the memo that was leaked to the New York Times, The bank had said staff in the U.S. could work in the office without a mask if they had been vaccinated. And I'm curious if you have reporting yet, Robert, on how common that policy is becoming as far as you can tell. Vaxxed employees can go unmasked in the office. Unvaxxed employees have to wear masks.
I'm not exactly certain how common that policy is, but it does track with the CDC recommendations when they eased, you know, the guidance as far as the need for a mask you know, indoors and whatnot. So when the CDC eased their guidance, you saw a bunch of states go ahead and roll back their mask mandates. So the CDC's, if you're vaccinated, you don't need a mask. If you're unvaccinated, you need a mask. That sort of seems to be the baseline that a lot of America is operating on right now.
Let's take a phone call. Michelle in Bridgeport, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michelle. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Brian. Thank you so much for taking my call. I love your show.
Thank you.
I work at a nonprofit, and one of the things that we do is run a culinary training program that's a 10-week program. And I have to say that listening to your guest is only increasing my anxiety about how little we know about what we're supposed to be doing. But one of our main concerns and why we're going to be requiring disclosure from the participants in our program is because of quarantine. We're trying to figure out what the requirements are in terms of who has to quarantine if somebody tests positive for COVID. And from what I read, and I would love your guest to weigh in on this, those who are vaccinated don't have to quarantine, and those who are unvaccinated do. So to know who we have to send home and for how long is very confusing for us. So that's why we are looking to ask for disclosure. And I can certainly take the answer off the air.
Michelle, are you asking the employees who are disclosing to you to disclose to each other?
You know, that's the thing. We haven't even figured that piece out yet, where it's kind of the Wild West here. And my understanding was is that we weren't required in terms of HIPAA to keep it private, but maybe we're not doing things properly. I don't know. But certainly, you know, different staff members have to know, because we have to know who to, like I said, to send home.
Right.
And who to cover for if they're gone for a week or 10 days or whatever it might be.
Do you have any policy about whether employees can ask their colleagues?
No, we don't.
And anything like that Goldman Sachs masking and unmasking requirement, if you're unvaccinated, you have to mask?
We're actually asking everybody to mask if they're not in their offices. And then when they're in their offices or others are coming in, if they're unvaccinated or if they're vaccinated, they don't have to wear their masks. Mm-hmm.
Michelle, thank you so much. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Wild West. We're all just trying to figure.
Yeah.
I was just saying, like, throughout this pandemic, honestly, with everything, it just feels like there's no clear guidance on how to do anything that we're supposed to be doing. So,
yeah, it's so complicated. It's been all the way along. That's exactly right. So, Robert, can you do anything to reduce Michelle's anxiety?
There seems to be a hands-off approach as far as, you know, the government is not want to mandate a lot of rules around this. OSHA just released a temporary standard. I believe it applies to the healthcare setting just recently. But generally speaking, in an office like a nonprofit, the employer is going to have a lot of leeway as far as what policy they want to develop in terms of quarantining, in terms of queries about vaccination, these sort of things. There are baselines, you know, there are floors, legal floors, things you can and can't do. Again, I had mentioned earlier, the ADA is what creates that, you know, the privacy protections in the workplace. For an employer, it's not going to be HIPAA, it's going to be the ADA. And the employer has a lot of leeway to establish rules if they don't want coworkers to share their vaccination status. They can create rules around that. But that's the bottom line, is
right,
that most private employers have a lot of leeway.
But clear one thing up for me about HIPAA, which you mentioned and which the caller mentioned, isn't HIPAA only between doctors and their patients? That is, the HIPAA privacy requirements, that law known as HIPAA, requires doctors to keep patient information confidential. It has nothing to do with employers and employees.
That's generally correct. HIPAA extends a little more broadly when it comes to other, insurance entities, other entities in that healthcare relationship. But that's absolutely right, that HIPAA is not going to be the thing that creates any restrictions or creates any rights when it comes to the employer-employee relationship.
Lynn in Queens, who works at Goldman Sachs. Lynn, thanks so much for checking in with us. Hi there.
Yes, hi. Good morning. Thanks so much for taking my call.
So how'd this go down yesterday? Do you think pretty much everybody disclosed their vaccination status to the company by noon, as they were supposed to do?
You know, I do. They had requested it a little while ago now, so we've had quite a bit of time. This isn't news. It's not like they were, they told us the morning of, hey, we need to know it right now. And everyone I've spoken to, all of my colleagues have gotten vaccinated and have had no problem disclosing that and think that it's best for the firm and the return to work policy.
So you're not hearing a lot of controversy around this. And then what does it seem to you like they're doing with the information? Are they already separating or planning to separate vaccinated from unvaccinated employees or any other response to this?
They are maintaining a mask policy for unvaccinated individuals. And I have heard that any town halls or forums or events that take place in person, they are separating, setting aside a separate section for vaccinated individuals so that they can assure that those are the folks that can be unmasked. So, they are doing some things to separate us.
And how's the vibe among employees in terms of being able to ask each other, or if you even want to ask each other individually, your vaccination status? It's one thing for the employer to know, maybe in the HR department. It's another thing for you to know about the people you're working side by side with.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty tight community, I guess, if you can say that. So it's kind of come up naturally as far as my interactions have gone. Oh my gosh, did you get vaccinated? Yes, I did. Oh, I had my second appointment. Oh, yay. So I mean that quite literally. Everyone mm-hmm. around me, that's come up naturally. Now, there have been some meetings with individuals who might be, on a different floor or a different part of the office where I'm not at very frequently, and that kind of gets a little muckier, but it's usually just like as they're entering your area, if they come in close proximity to you, are they wearing a mask or not? And you kind of gauge their reaction, and you don't outright ask, but you're kind of trying to read each other. So it gets a little fishy.
Lynn, thank you so much for checking in with us. We really, really appreciate it. So Robert Iafola from Bloomberg Industry News. It sounds, at least from that one caller, like Goldman Sachs is a pretty functional workplace right now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, it doesn't necessarily need to be a combative situation. For a lot of people, getting vaccinated is really good news. And it doesn't necessarily need to be a fight.
I wonder if you're getting any indication yet as a reporter of how much conflict the masking policy, like the one at Goldman Sachs, would be causing. Vaccinated employees don't have to wear masks, unvaccinated employees do. Because I tend to think the same people who won't get vaxxed are often the same people who declare it's their right not to wear a mask.
I suppose it matters the workplace. If you have a collegial workplace, there's things that we're asked to do at work that we wouldn't necessarily want to do in our private life, but we understand we need to wear the uniform. We need to, but we're at work. So you could imagine that somebody might not enjoy wearing a mask, but they also probably enjoy working and getting a paycheck, or at least getting the paycheck part.
Jessica in Newark, Delaware. Did I say it right? It's spelled like the city in New Jersey, but you say it differently, right?
Correct, yes. It's Newark. That's how they say it here. I'm a transplant from the New York area, so.
So what's happening in Newark, Delaware?
I work for a very large bank in a back office capacity. And what they're doing is they're following state guidelines and CDC guidelines. And if we are vaccinated and we declare that in the internal system, we don't have to wear a mask at all in the office. And we can kind of meet together in meeting rooms and groups and things like that. And if you're not vaccinated, you are supposed to wear a mask. So in essence, you can kind of see who's not vaccinated, although some vaccinated people still choose to wear a mask. So it's kind of all over the place, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's a different way to approach the same thing. If you want to go maskless in the bank, you have to tell them that you're vaccinated.
Right. This is a back office, not retail, like no customer facing. So this is just an office.
Got it.
Yeah.
And yet, that's right. Many people who are vaccinated, who tend to be the more cautious people, still might more tend to wear masks than people who are not vaccinated, not to overgeneralize. So you would have people in your office who are vaccinated but not necessarily saying it because they're choosing to wear masks. And then you don't know which of your colleagues who's masked is vaccinated or unvaccinated.
Correct, unless, of course, they declare, you know, people are pretty free when they are vaccinated,
yes.
I think. The only thing is, you know, we were questioning if you're not vaccinated and you don't wear a mask, well, how are you, like, who has access to that information to know? So that was the only thing we were thinking about as a group, like I was talking to some of my colleagues. So, you know, it's kind of the honor system, I guess, unless someone really wants to challenge it, I guess, with HR.
Well, it would be up to the
It
would be up to the supervisor, I suspect, right? If somebody who reports to them is walking around at work unmasked, then the supervisor asks? Is that the way it's working?
No, they're not supposed to ask. So I'm not, that's kind of the gray area.
Ah.
Is it? So, and is HR willing to disclose that information to, I mean, I guess if someone declares I'm not vaccinated and I refuse to wear a mask, that's a different story. But if someone's not saying anything, you really don't know 100%. There's no way to know. It's kind of, other than I guess if you challenge it, if the supervisor wants to challenge it and then escalate the issue to HR, but I don't know how frequently that would really happen.
Jessica, thank you so much for telling that story. Yet another gray area. Here's another healthcare worker, Terrence in Union County. You're on WNYC. Hi, Terrence.
Hi. So I work in a large hospital in New Jersey, and I have not been vaccinated. The facility I work at is not requiring everyone to get vaccinated, but like another caller said, they are very strongly encouraging it. My reasons for not being vaccinated are I have several health issues, one of which is an autoimmune disorder.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and how's that going? If they're not requiring you to disclose it officially, do you talk about this openly with your colleagues?
I do not. I mean, in my department, everybody's friendly enough. So, you know, everybody's asking everyone else in my department.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if someone asks me, I don't really have a problem saying, no, I haven't been. But then you get, you know, the weird looks and people are asking you why not. And then it starts to go into now I'm having to disclose my reason and my, you know, private health information.
Right. And the Houston hospital that's requiring all their employees to get vaccinated. It is, with the exception for certain health conditions and religious views. So you might be officially exempt if you were there. Do you know why your employer in a healthcare setting isn't requiring vaccination except for people like you?
I'm not sure. I don't know exactly why, but I heard another caller say that I think they're just kind of being cautious about it at the moment. I feel like there's going to come a point when, at least in healthcare, they're going to be requiring it for everyone. And I just hope when it gets to that point that I don't have, you know, trouble,
to prove your medical exemption. Yeah.
Right.
Do they require flu shots at your place normally?
They do. They do. Yeah. I think most in all of healthcare, they probably require that, except for, like you said before, if you have some type of valid exemption.
Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. Good luck at work. And Robert Iafola from Bloomberg Industry Group, as we start to wrap this up, on that Houston hospital story, do you know if many hospitals or other healthcare workplaces are requiring employee vaccination and suspending those who don't comply? Because what we've heard from our several callers who work in healthcare facilities around here, it sounds like that's not the norm.
From my reporting, Houston Methodist Hospital is out in front on this. There's a little bit of additional information about that situation down there. You have 26,000 workers. The hospital claims that 99% of the people have gotten vaccinated. Some of the 1% have sued the hospital to challenge the vaccine mandate. So there's a lot of employers that, as you've heard from some of your callers, are not yet mandating because there's a lot of, I don't want to be flip about it and say just headaches about it. You know, there's a lot of complications.
Right.
The employers have to deal with the legal requirements for exemptions. These are long shot lawsuits, but the potential of getting sued, and then you can have 1% of your workforce that makes a lot of trouble.
It's a path of least resistance right now to not require. What about flu shots? Final question. What about flu shots and the history of requiring those as a baseline for this? Is it your understanding that they are required? I know one place in New York where they require flu shots or you have to go masked at work, and that's before the pandemic. Is there an industry standard?
There's nothing new about vaccine requirements in the workplace, particularly in healthcare. Whether it be influenza, measles, mumps, rubella, some of these infectious diseases. The way that employers are handling, healthcare employers in particular handling COVID is different.
Robert Iafola, labor and employment law reporter for the news and information site Bloomberg Industry Group. Thanks so much for coming on today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Brian Lehrer, a daily politics podcast, is an excerpt from my live daily radio show, The Brian Lehrer Show, on WNYC Radio, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, if you want to listen live at WNYC.org. Thanks for listening today. Talk to you next time.